welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We are back on the air. We missed a week.
We did.
But we are back and ready to get all of our listeners caught up on what's been happening with us at the farm.
We've had a lot of people that were concerned because we missed a week. We haven't done that. Maybe we shouldn't have said anything the week before about, you know, gosh, we've done this for 30-some episodes in a row. I don't know.
Right. It did seem to all fall apart there for a minute.
Yeah, the week just kind of fell apart starting about last Saturday night.
Yes, and for those of you who follow us on Facebook and Instagram, you'll know we had a little bit of a medical issue with a family member. But that is working out, and we are moving forward with the things we need to do. But today we're going to talk about some of the lessons we learned in walking through that and what our last week has been like.
Right. So just a little bit about what happened is my dad got sick last weekend and ended up in an emergency room and then was transferred to a another hospital. And so, you know, we weren't expecting this. It was, we were kind of in crisis mode.
We were.
Which we've unfortunately done that a few times, as everyone has. You know,
yes.
We all do this once in a while. Life isn't always great.
It's not. And we have a great life.
We do.
Overall. But every once in a while, something like
things
this
happen.
Comes up.
And no matter what happens, we are dedicated to people first.
Absolutely.
And yeah, we have a lot of things going on here, but people are first and our family is first.
And all of you, our customers, our fans, our friends have really supported us
through that. It's amazing.
It has been. You would not believe the number of comments that came back and said, absolutely, family first.
Right. And so that really helped us because, you know, we don't want to disappoint people, but yet when it comes right down to it, the business doesn't matter so much.
Exactly.
And what matters is taking care of our family and people.
It is.
And so we found ourselves in this situation where we were traveling a lot.
We were.
To hospitals and continuing to work.
And we also had an exceptionally busy week planned anyway.
Crazy, as you know, but it was worse than normal.
It was. We were leading up to the last week of the farmers market, which is also the fall festival on 18th Street. Plus, we had a large order, a special order for individual pies. So that was looming as well. But we were determined we could accomplish everything that needed to be done, either between us or with a little help.
Yeah. And so when she says an order for pies for a wedding, that was 150 mini pies.
It was. And, you know, really, I was looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, you were excited about it.
I was super excited, and I still am. And that is something I would like to continue to do, is special orders. That was just really a fun, interesting thing for me to plan it and execute it.
And it was a special, couple that are both neighbors. And one of them is also a fellow vendor at the market.
Yes.
And we really, you know, we didn't want to stress them out. So, you know, we're thinking, oh my goodness, these are due, what, Saturday?
Yes, the wedding Saturday. But we had a plan.
We did. And thankfully, you had bought the ingredients and packaging materials.
Yes.
You were prepared.
I had been giving this a lot of thought and preparation and calculating the amount of ingredients and ended up making 19 pounds of pie dough.
That was crazy.
That was absolutely crazy. And I had offers of help. in making pies. Friends were willing to come and help.
One of them wasn't me.
You did help, though.
I did. Yeah, I did help.
But really, that was a effort that I was able to accomplish just by really having people take on some of the other things. So that allowed me the time and the freedom to complete the pies.
Yeah. So, yeah, we spent every day running back and forth and working in between and doing a lot of mobile work. I am so thankful that I have a flexible job.
Yes.
So thankful.
And my job itself is less flexible. However, I have a very flexible supervisor who has allowed me the freedom to do what I need to do as remotely and as flexibly as possible. So I worked, did a couple of meetings. I already had a couple of days scheduled off to do the pies. So that worked.
It did. And we're here doing a podcast. So
we are.
We made it to this point.
Indeed, we did. And the other thing I want to mention in all of this is my latest book.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. It's so many things happened over the week.
It's just been crazy. But I almost had this book ready to go. And we had done a final read through and final little tweaking edits before this crisis started. And after we got into it, I just had a moment. I had an evening. Okay, it was late into the night. But I had a moment where I could finish those uploads and the back cover and actually in the midst of all this get a book published.
That was crazy. I mean, who does that?
I mean, really, who does that? But what we learned is we thought we were at capacity.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, we get a lot of comments from people that say, I don't know how you do it all. And we honestly don't either.
We don't.
But there's always a way to get things done, but you have to have some help.
You do.
And you have to be willing to ask for a little bit.
And that's hard for us.
It's very hard for us. And we all go through these times in our life. All of us have had a crisis at some point where things kick in and your life as you had planned it changes.
Yes. And it's not only asking for help and getting help, but it's also learning what to let go.
Right.
And there were things that we intended to do and we did not because we reprioritized and we restructured.
What do we have to do?
Right. So those of you who were shopping at the market noticed that we did not have cat toys available.
We didn't have jam.
And we did not have the jam available. But those were things that hit the chopping block this week.
So since we have been through this before, where we had extended times of staying with loved ones in hospitals, and every time, you know how we are, we try to learn something from this.
We do.
And one of the things that we have learned is, what can I do? What can we do when someone else goes through this? What was helpful to us so far in what we're going through? And I think that's one of the things that we can maybe share with you and maybe give you some ideas of things that were helpful to us and things that would be helpful to families in crisis.
Yes. And we're looking at those things that we intend to do for others when we know that they are in a crisis. And we know that there are specific things we can offer. Meals. You know, I was just thinking about when I know someone's in crisis, if I'm cooking for us, I can make an extra quantity and just call them up and say, hey, I've got an extra casserole or whatever it is. I'd like to bring it over for you.
Because those of you who have hung out in a hospital much know that the food options aren't always very good.
Which is kind of funny because you'd think a hospital would be like good, nutritious, and it's nutritious.
And there is some that is, but it's not like we usually eat. And usually you're rushing and you're tired. And
right.
So we have made some food choices that we wouldn't normally. And, you know, so a home cooked meal would be fantastic. Yes. And you actually did. We came home from the hospital late sometimes, and you did come home and cook.
I did. And one evening we came home from the hospital and had been alerted ahead of time that a dear, dear friend had left a homemade loaf of bread in our mailbox. That fed us more than just the nutrition for our bodies.
Definitely.
But it also fed our soul and our spirit and lifted us up. And that was just an exceptional gift.
It was just unbelievable. And it was late when we got home. And we knew that a gift was coming because we had a message.
Yes.
But we didn't know what it was going to be for sure.
We didn't. And that was just...
That was so nice.
Incredible. You know, we've had offers to mow mom and dad's yard.
Yeah. And that really helped.
And that was super.
Yeah. We're trying to help my parents manage their household too.
Right.
And that is helpful.
Yes. We had offers to tend to some of our other household needs, things like cat care when we're coming and going. We've been able to have just very quick and easy arrangements for that.
Just a quick text to some friends and they just jumped right in.
Absolutely.
And took care of the cats for us.
So that was another blessing. We have a friend doing a bank deposit for
us.
Yes. So, I mean, just all of that coming together and helping us with those very specific tasks is so appreciated.
And we had friends that came over and packaged produce.
Yes, for the market.
So all we had to do was load that into the truck for market. And that was fantastic. And that was one less thing to think about.
Exactly.
We had offers from a friend to run our booth for us at the market.
Yes. So, I mean, and that would have absolutely happened had we needed it.
Those are tangible things
exactly
that help people.
And again, so appreciated. And things that we're going to take lessons from as we know of others in crisis.
Yeah.
And we will continue to gratefully accept those offers of help for us, even though we are independent and like to do things for ourselves.
We do, yeah. And in all that, you were able to get an oil change.
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, little things like that, offering to take a car for an oil change if it needs it, or... you know, there's just so many little things, and people want to help.
They
but
do.
But they don't know. I mean, we've all been there. You know, you don't want to be in the way, and you don't want to push a family and bother them. But yet, those little things make such a big difference.
Yes, even if it's just one little task.
Just a little.
That you can do is super helpful.
And to say, okay, I'm going to make me a list and I'll go get groceries.
Right.
That is very helpful. And we have had lots and lots and lots of people praying for
us and our family. Oh, and we appreciate that incredibly.
Oh, sure.
Thank you to everyone who has stood by us, has helped us, has supported us, and we will keep you all updated on our progress. And I think that is the update. We were able to get a lot more done this week than we ever thought possible.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.